Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
David, a couple of ticket texts. We'll get to the calls as well. What do you got?
No to Zion. I want no parts of Zion or Bridges. Please, God, no. Rather have marketing, and I'm not a real fan of him either.
Okay, time out.
You don't want anybody.
No, but that's typical Detroiter. No one's good enough for us. But understand, I like Markkanen too. However, not a tough guy. So I know some of you will never like him. You'll probably run him out of town like Grant Hill. But second of all, he's going to cost you 3X what Zion cost you. Just understand what you're getting into. Markkanen dealing with Danny Ainge, it's like a hostage situation. So you're fine. I'm trying to get you the most bang for your buck. And I'm trying to do something where a guy's infinitely available. The Markkanen thing, good luck dealing with Ainge, man. And he used to run my team. I know a thing or two about how that guy operates. Go ahead.
The Hawks made a big move trading for DeJounte Murray. How'd that work out for them? You have to be very careful about star chase.
Yeah, you can really predict a guy tearing his Achilles. The Hawks also decided to reinvest in the whole team after 2021 and keep the whole band together, and they only went and got Murray once they got seduced into keeping their own people. Then they had to go out and make a big move.
You know, you're Wyatt Langford. Is that Tyrese Halliburton for me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you just can't let that go.
I can't.
You're having a hard time looking at those highlights right now.
Because we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yeah, but you also wouldn't have Kate.
That's true. We don't know that.
Okay, I'm just saying probably.
It may have still been a bad team, and you would have been in the lottery, and David would have prayed.
I wouldn't have had to pray. We would have had Tyrese. I wouldn't have had to pray.
No, go ahead. You just wouldn't have had some guy who's not in the league anymore.
They're not going to make a splash, just like the Tigers didn't make a splash last year, and it's going to work out just fine. Give young players a little bit of time to develop. That's how you get better.
Yeah, no, it's not. But thanks for playing. Appreciate it. Like, let me ask you a question. Did the Celtics sit around with Jaylen Brown and Tatum? They acquired Isaiah. They acquired Al Horford. They acquired Gordon Hayward, complete with both ankles, before he snapped his leg in half. Then they decided, okay, not good enough. We're going to go trade for Kyrie. Then they went out and got KP. Then they went out and got Drew Holiday. Did they? I will ask you again, did they sit and wait? You don't know what you're talking about. Sit this one out, Spank, because I get tired of this in this town. Everything is just, let it marinate. Every sport is different. And the NBA, the Thunder decided to stay patient. The Thunder have a cachet of 800 first-round picks. They also acquired SGA in a robbery. Like, I'm sorry, but like it just, you got to stop with this. The NBA requires a certain level of talent. Mm-hmm. You're going to see this week what you have to measure to. In what world, in the next year or two, do you believe Ausar Thompson, Ron Holland, Jalen Duren, Jaden Ivey, all these players are going to develop to a point where you're taking on these teams? Not the New York Knicks, these teams. Right. So guys, I'm not telling you to sell the farm, and I'm very excited about what you built. What I'm trying to do is position you to be a top three team in the East next year while still having unbelievable upside.
And I guess for me, I need, this will be that summer where Trajan shows me the type of ball that he does. If he does anything like he did in the past, I don't expect that gigantic move. I look at him to say, okay, you know what? Going to do a little money ball. Let me find that person who'll fit here and we can develop.
Okay. My point to you, I'll say this one last time. I root for a team where it's championship or death. The Celtics took twice now in recent history, took the most popular player on the team, shot him in the head, and traded him. Isaiah Thomas was the toast of the town. He played the day his sister died. He was an amazing Boston Celtic. Traded. Marcus Smart was the heart and soul of the team. Traded. I don't want feelings. I want cold-blooded serial killer. That's what I want. Oh, but he's a fan favorite. Sit out. That's what it takes. You people and your feelings.
I do have one more here. Someone's asking, what about Jaren Jackson Jr. this offseason?
Where do I sign? Memphis is never getting rid of him. He's a defensive player of the year, an all-star, a unicorn.
He'll do an extension this offseason.
And they'll pay him.
Yeah. Right, unless all of a sudden they just say, we're just going to just hit the reset button. We're going to get rid of Ja and just get rid of everybody.
I'd give up everything. Give up the roof to LCA, including the LED one we didn't get. Whatever you want.
So we're now playing with no roof.
Open air basketball.
There's the district.
You think you're a tough town? Tip off 48 degrees.
What about a $200 gift certificate to Houston's?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
There it is. It's opening. I'm promising.
All right.
Let's go to Chris, 97.1. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm all for domeless basketball in January. I think that's a great idea.
We're tough here.
Nothing
grit.
Better than Isaiah Stewart starting fights in a starter jacket like it was 1994 out there. So, but I'm on your train, Mike. I'm on the Zion train, and there's a couple reasons behind it. And my belief is if it pays off, he has the highest ceiling of anybody you can trade for. And currently, he has the lowest price.
Correct.
I mean, you talked about JJJ. That guy's going to be in the honest tier. I'm not paying three current prospects and four first-round picks and probably my firstborn. Like, that's what it's going to take to get those kind of guys.
That's right.
This is the other thing I'd say is this. What alpha player has Zion played with in the NBA? I don't think there's really one. I mean, maybe Brandon Ingram. I don't consider him an alpha.
Yeah, I mean, I like C.J. McCollum. I think, look, they've tried it down there. I just go back
but
to...
they're not Cade.
No,
and that's what I'm trying to say, is Cade is a true alpha. And Zion, to me, feels like one of those players, when they step into an arena on a team with a true alpha, they get their stuff in order. They play to their potential. They actually listen when they get yelled at by another player like that.
Yeah.
It's the same. Yeah.
Here's the other thing. And I want to make sure, Chris, I say this so people, you know, don't freak out. If Trajan Langdon decides, He don't want Zion. I'm not going to say a word about it because no one knows him more. He comes from New Orleans.
100%.
Versus if he says, I do, well, then
I got to trust him.
You got to let him cook, right?
Yeah.
You got to. And guys, you have mentioned one little thing. I've been doing a lot of reading. I'm really excited for this day to come because I've been reading about this for a couple weeks. And I think there's an angle that nobody's talking about, and that's using Tim Hardaway Jr. Because we own his bird rights. And owning his bird rights means we can re-sign him to a $20 million contract. That's important only for the money. You put him, Fontecchio, pick Osar or Ron, you hit Zion's number. You're still allowed to hold on to Tobias Harris, which is fine because he'll be whatever your extensions are. That right there is probably the best team we can put out there. I'll gladly throw two first-round picks on that.
Yeah, and again, if you plan on being good, Chris, those first-round picks don't mean a damn thing. This league is FDM picks. Les Snead may as well be the commissioner of the NBA because if you're not picking in the top three, top five, no one cares.
And depending on the year, top two. Yeah.
Yeah. And also, too, the way this is going with NIL and how college hoops is, a lot of these, they don't even know how to play. Yeah, Cooper Flagg will be a beast from day one, but who else? I mean, you're sitting here right now. Hey, one thing
guys from Rutgers.
Oh, Ace Bailey and Numbnuts. Yeah. What is it? Harper. Sorry. I should have been able to come up with Harper. Apologies. Okay. David, go ahead.
It's not like his dad did anything.
Apologies?
I think they're going to kick the can to next offseason and see what they have in Thompson, Holland, etc. before deciding if they need to make a splash. Not sure if I agree with that, but I get it. James in Sylvania.
Yeah, you can do it. I'm just warning you that if you kick the can and you retain your people, you have no cap. And that's, you don't want to be a team that's over the luxury tax and has no window to win a title.
Yeah, because that means you're selling off pieces down the road.
So my thing would be, before we make commitments to Durin and Ivy, or, oh, we got to run to bring Beasley back, think for a second and go, okay, what if there's another option? Yeah, I would love Donatas Sabonis. I don't know that he's available yet. He's got to have his big summit meeting with the Kings.
Right, and I'd love Jaren Jackson Jr. Not happening.
Trade anyone not named Cade, Thompson, or Durin. Okay.
Listen, I'm not mad at anybody who says I love Assur, but he better be in the gym this summer and shoot 5,000 3-pointers a day.
I don't think that's ever going to develop.
I don't know what to tell you. He best do it.
No, because I'm sitting there watching the Rockets like, why can't you do that?
He's not the same person.
He is. He flew out to Houston.
Listen, there was a time.
He's moonlighting.
There was a time where Jason Kidd was called Ason Kidd. He had
very
no
true.
J.
Very
he
true.
Worked himself into a reliable shooter.
I know, but when you can actually look at a guy who looks just like him, it's like, he just goes to the basket with ease and scores. Like, Assur, why can't you be like, amen?
I didn't know that about Jason Kidd. That's very funny.
Yeah. He couldn't. He was like Rajon Rondo when he first came into the league. Couldn't shoot, Kenny. Not at all.
Ace and Kidd,
because he got no J.
He was the assist guy.
Mm-hmm. It's got to happen. The problem is you end up missing your window. And we'll see. I'm thrilled with what they've done. I just hate when we do this cliche Detroit thing. Oh, we'll just develop everybody. It'll all be okay. Like, what are we doing here? That's not how the NBA works.
No.
Not that I've checked.
It's got to be our type of guy, Mike.
Okay, then.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.